Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we explore Ultra Learning by Scott H. Young. Published in 2019, this compelling book delves into the learning methods of individuals who acquire complex skills with remarkable speed and achieve significant success in their personal and professional lives. Scott H. Young, a seasoned writer, programmer, and an ultra learner himself, presents an analysis of aggressive, self-directed learning strategies practiced by some of the world's top learners. Drawing from years of research and personal experimentation, Young breaks down these strategies into practical techniques that are accessible to anyone looking to enhance their learning efficiency. Ultra learning is an invaluable resource for anyone who has faced setbacks in learning, professionals aiming to elevate their skill sets, and busy individuals who need to learn effectively in limited time. Through Young's expertise and real-life examples, readers will find strategies to turbocharge their learning endeavors and gain a competitive edge in their fields. So, whether you're looking to master a new language, pick up a technical skill, or simply improve your learning capabilities, Ultra Learning offers the tools to transform your approach and achieve rapid and profound results. Join us as we unpack the secrets to becoming an ultra learner and applying these groundbreaking strategies in everyday life. Ultra learning. Accelerate your career, master hard tasks, and outsmart the competition. Introduction. Mastering challenging skills rapidly with ultra learning. Imagine you could pick up tough skills like a new language or computer programming quickly, no matter your current expertise or busy schedule. Sounds impressive, right? This is where the concept of ultra learning comes into play. A robust, self-driven learning strategy designed to help you master difficult skills swiftly and effectively. Ultra learning isn't just for the academically gifted or those with heaps of spare time. It's a method that anyone can utilize to accelerate their learning and achieve ambitious goals. From acquiring a new language in a handful of months to mastering an instrument or even swapping career fields, ultra learners prove that with the right techniques, rapid and effective learning is achievable. This narrative unfolds the secrets behind ultra learning, equipping you with the tools you need to embark on your own ultra learning project successfully. You'll explore the crucial initial step of meta learning, understand why ultra learners often outperform traditional educational approaches, and discover how to avoid common memorization errors that hamper learning progress. Prepare to transform the way you learn and to embrace the practices that enable significant personal and professional growth. Part 1. Unlock the potential of ultra learning for fast, effective skill acquisition. Meet Benny Lewis, a language enthusiast who becomes fluent in new languages in just 3 months. His secret? He's an ultra learner, employing a potent, strategy-driven approach to grasp new abilities quickly and efficiently. This proactive method of learning isn't just about picking up skills, it's a transformative personal journey. Consider the remarkable story of Eric Barone, an IT graduate turned game developer. Without a team or a massive budget, he single-handedly created Stardew Valley, a top-selling game, over 5 grueling years. His journey wasn't just about programming. Barone immersed himself in pixel art, music composition, sound design, and storytelling, mastering each aspect through relentless self-teaching and experimentation. Upon release in 2016, Stardew Valley sold over 3 million copies, catapulting Barone to fame, including a spot on Forbes' 30 Under 30 list. Your venture into ultra learning may not land you a Forbes feature, but it can certainly turn what seems like distant dreams. Mastering a new language, perfecting a craft, or changing career paths into achievable realities. More than personal enrichment, ultra learning is a crucial strategy in today's job market, where medium-skilled roles face automation threats, demanding continuous skill upgrades. The professional world now prizes versatility. Imagine the competitive edge in being both a librarian and data analyst, or an architect who can design textiles. Ultra learning empowers you to build such hybrid skills without pausing your career for traditional educational pursuits. Interested in starting your ultra-learning journey? The upcoming sections will delve into the core principles of ultra-learning and guide you on setting up and succeeding in your own ultra-learning projects. Part 2. Meta-learning. The foundational strategy for mastering your learning domain. Launching into a new learning endeavor, whether it's tackling the complexities of stochastic calculus or improving your tennis serve, should always begin with a key preliminary step, meta-learning. This process involves understanding how to learn effectively within your chosen domain. It's about identifying the big-picture framework before diving into the particulars of the subject matter. Take, for example, the intricate writing system of Mandarin Chinese. The characters aren't just random marks. They're organized around radicals, which help to denote relationships between the characters. A beginner focused on mastering Mandarin would be wise to start by understanding this fundamental structure, rather than attempting to memorize characters in isolation. Meta-learning essentially aims to zoom out to see the grand overview, allowing you to tailor a learning approach that aligns with the inherent structure and demands of the subject. It might seem like a daunting task, often taking learners years to perfect. But there are straightforward strategies to streamline this critical step. Begin by creating a meta-learning map, breaking your subject into three core facets: concepts, the ideas you need to grasp; facts, the information you need to remember; and procedures, the actions you need to practice. Depending on what you're learning, these categories will vary in their degree of importance. For a programming language, you'll likely balance all three, whereas improving a tennis serve will concentrate more heavily on procedural mastery. Using your meta-learning map, pinpoint potential learning challenges and strategize how to tackle them. If you anticipate a heavy reliance on memorization, consider incorporating tools like spaced repetition software, which enhances memory retention through randomized tests. Additionally, decide on your learning methods by benchmarking. Identify individuals who have successfully acquired the skill or institutions recognized in the field. Model your approach after theirs, utilizing resources, tools, and materials that are deemed essential. Leveraging course lists or syllabi can provide invaluable guidance on what to study. Investing preemptively in meta-learning can substantially influence the success of your entire project. Allocate roughly 10% of your total projected learning time to this phase to establish a robust foundation. With a comprehensive meta-learning map in hand, your next focus should shift towards maintaining strong concentration to keep your learning trajectory on track. We'll explore effective strategies for enhancing focus in the subsequent section. Part 3. Harness simple mental tactics to shield against distractions and sharpen your focus. In the hustle of daily life, filled with incessant notifications and tempting Netflix marathons, maintaining focus can seem like an uphill battle. However, resilience in the face of distractions is key to achieving your ultra-learning objectives. Fortunately, employing some straightforward mental strategies can help you cultivate and sustain the focus needed for effective learning. Begin by conquering the initial hurdle of simply starting. A practical trick is to set a timer for just 3 minutes, during which you commit to working uninterrupted, with the option to stop when the timer ends. Often, just the act of starting can propel you into a productive rhythm that encourages you to continue beyond the initial time frame. Enhance this approach with the Pomodoro technique, a method involving focused work for 20 minutes, followed by a 5-minute break. This cycle of working and resting helps maintain high levels of concentration without leading to burnout. Once your focus is activated, the next step is maintaining it amidst potential disruptions. Tailor your environment to minimize external interruptions, switch your phone to airplane mode, and turn off your Wi-Fi. Controlling your physical and digital environment plays a significant role in preserving your focus. However, maintaining focus isn't merely about warding off interruptions. It's also about avoiding autopilot mode, where you might be completing tasks without fully engaging mentally. To keep your brain actively involved, use interleaving. This technique involves alternating between different types of materials and learning modes. Break your learning into short, spaced sessions, ensuring each one focuses on a different aspect of the subject. For example, when learning Russian, divide your study time into segments focusing on vocabulary, grammar, or conversation in separate sessions. Additionally, be mindful of your mental arousal, which reflects your energy and alertness levels. High arousal, characterized by intense focus, is ideal for repetitive tasks like practicing scales on an instrument. Conversely, low arousal, which allows for a relaxed and expansive focus, is better suited for creative and integrative tasks such as composing music or brainstorming. Matching your tasks to your arousal levels can dramatically enhance the efficiency of your learning process. By mastering these strategies, you prepare yourself to face the ultra-learning challenge with optimal mental clarity and focus. Up next, we'll delve into how to maximize the efficacy of your ultra-learning journey. Part 4, Directness. The shortcut from theoretical knowledge to practical application. Picture this scenario. Spending years learning French in high school, only to find yourself tongue-tied during a simple conversation on a Paris street. It's not uncommon, and the underlying issue is usually a failure in transfer, the ability to apply learned skills from one context, like a classroom, to another, such as a real-world setting. Despite its critical importance, traditional education often struggles to facilitate effective transfer. The challenge with conventional learning methods lies in their indirect approach, where there's a noticeable disconnect between where and how you learn something and where you actually apply that knowledge. For example, memorizing French vocabulary for a test is vastly different from navigating a conversation in a bustling Parisian café. Ultra-learners tackle this problem by sticking to a principle called directness, which bridges the gap between learning environments and practical application seamlessly. How can you implement directness in your learning endeavors? The most straightforward strategy is to learn by doing. For instance, the best way to grasp a language is by speaking it. Similarly, the best way to understand coding is by actively writing programs. This approach, known as project-based learning, places the learned skill directly within the context it will ultimately be used, eliminating the need for cumbersome transfer. One of the most intense yet effective forms of project-based learning is immersive learning. Consider a French learner opting to live in Paris for 3 months. Such total immersion directly engages with the target environment, maximizing practical application. However, immersive learning might not be feasible for everyone and doesn't suit every skill. For example, first-time pilots start with flight simulators rather than real planes. This method replicates the conditions they'll face without the risks associated with actual flying. If full immersion isn't an option, adopt the flight simulator approach by creating similar conditions and pressures to those of your target environment as best you can. If relocating to France isn't possible, perhaps arrange a series of conversations via Skype with native French speakers. By forging a direct path between your learning activities and the actual application environment, you streamline the journey from knowledge acquisition to skill mastery. With the directness approach clearly defined, the next step is perfecting your techniques, ensuring that every learning endeavor brings you closer to mastery. We will explore how to fine-tune these techniques in the upcoming section. Part 5. Refining Mastery. The Power of Focused Drilling in Ultra-Learning. In the world of elite sports, musical performance, and ultra-learning, drilling is the secret sauce that elevates good to great. It's a technique that even the most accomplished individuals utilize to sharpen their skills and stay ahead of the competition. So, how can you harness the power of drilling to enhance your ultra-learning endeavors effectively? Importantly, avoid starting your ultra-learning project with drilling. Instead, embrace a direct-then-drill methodology. Begin with direct application of your new skill, be it coding, painting, or writing, to get a real feel for the task. As you engage directly, you'll naturally encounter specific aspects you struggle with, which are your cues for targeted drilling. Once you've honed these problem areas, return to your broader project, repeating the cycle as needed throughout your ultra-learning journey. To drill efficiently, focus on what's known as the rate-determining step, the bottleneck that, once improved, significantly enhances your overall skill or understanding. For instance, you might understand theoretical accounting well, but your practical application could be hindered by insufficient Excel skills. Here, investing time in Excel becomes your rate-determining step and should be the focus of your drills. Designing your drills effectively depends on the skill at hand. If possible, isolate the skill. This technique, known as time slicing, involves focusing on one specific aspect of a larger process. For instance, if improving your golf game is the goal, concentrate solely on enhancing your swing. Alternatively, break down the skill into its components, such as vocabulary, pronunciation, and grammar for language learning, and practice each element separately. What about skills that defy straightforward drilling, such as creative writing or complex problem solving? In these cases, consider the copycat method. Select a master's work, a novel by Dickens, or a painting by Cézanne, and attempt to replicate it as closely as possible. This practice helps you internalize techniques and styles that contribute to mastery in creative fields. Wrapping up, recall some key ultra-learning terms and concepts. Who developed Stardew Valley? What's the significance of transfer in learning? How does interleaving function? Struggling with these may indicate a need to focus on retrieval practices, our next topic of discussion in the series, where we'll explore effective methods to cement your newly acquired knowledge and skills. Part 6: Enhancing Memory Retention. Why challenging recall beats simple review. Mastering color theory might boost your art, but what good is that expertise if it vanishes the moment you stand before your easel? In the realm of learning, being able to quickly and efficiently recall information is as critical as acquiring it in the first place. Indeed, there are key methods to enhance your skills in recalling learned material. But be warned, they are not created equal. You could opt for review, revisiting your study materials, or you could choose recall, which involves actively retrieving facts and concepts from memory. Research, including a significant 2011 study from Purdue University, reveals that recall markedly outperforms review in terms of fostering long-term retention. Despite this, many learners default to review, often because it feels more comforting and less challenging. This preference stems from what's known as the judgment of learning. When we easily understand a concept during review, we tend to believe we've mastered it. Rereading material can create the deceptive comfort of comprehension, leading many to favor this less effective study method. However, real learning often comes from struggle. The concept of desirable difficulty suggests that the challenge posed by recall exercises actually makes them more effective. Although tougher in the short term, they significantly boost your likelihood of remembering information later. To shift your study habits towards more effective recall, consider these engaging strategies. Initiate your recall practice with something as simple as flashcards, or embrace the challenge of free recall. After studying, take a blank piece of paper and jot down everything you remember. Aim for detail and breadth, getting as much as you can out of your brain and onto paper. Another tactic is to transform your note-taking process. Rather than passively writing down facts, pose questions to yourself that require recall for the answer. This turns every review session into an active recall task, deepening your engagement with the material. For an applied recall challenge, set a practical task that incorporates the skills and concepts from your ultra-learning project. This focused recall approach ensures that you rehearse exactly what you need for your real-world applications, reducing time spent on irrelevant material. With a solid grasp of effective recall techniques, your next step in the ultra-learning journey involves integrating feedback. This will further refine your learning process and contribute to your mastery of new skills. Part 7: Optimizing Performance. The art of leveraging feedback in ultra-learning. No level of expertise is beyond improvement, and the key to continuous advancement lies in the realm of feedback. Understanding the types of feedback available, and developing techniques to procure and utilize feedback effectively is crucial for anyone on an ultra-learning path. Feedback comes in various forms, and recognizing the distinctions between them can dramatically affect how we learn and improve. The most basic type is outcome feedback, which simply indicates whether a result has been achieved. For instance, receiving applause after a public speech gives you a general sense of success, but offers little in the way of actionable insight. A more insightful level of feedback is informational feedback, which points out the existence of a problem. If during a speech audience members leave the room, it provides a clear signal that something might be amiss, though it doesn't specify what or how to improve. The gold standard of feedback, however, is corrective feedback. This type not only highlights what is going wrong, but also provides specific guidance on how to make improvements. For example, a professional speechwriter attending your talk who offers detailed critiques and advice is offering corrective feedback, which is invaluable for making precise adjustments and improving future performances. When assessing the feedback you receive, prioritize corrective feedback as it has the most constructive potential, followed by informational feedback, and finally, outcome feedback. To ensure that you're receiving enough quality feedback, adopt a philosophy of failing for feedback. By deliberately pushing yourself to the limit and even beyond, you're more likely to encounter situations where feedback becomes necessary and insightful. This approach helps pinpoint areas of weakness that need attention. Moreover, don't overlook the importance of meta-feedback, feedback about your feedback and learning strategies. For instance, monitoring how long it takes to solve math problems over time can reveal whether your learning methods are effective. If you notice stagnation or decline, it's a prompt to reevaluate and adjust your learning strategies. In essence, by actively seeking, correctly categorizing, and effectively applying feedback, you set yourself up for a cycle of continual improvement and accelerated learning in any ultra-learning endeavor. Part 8. Maximizing retention. Strategic memorization for long-term learning. Consider Nigel Richards, who astonishingly won the World French Scrabble Championships in 2016. Without speaking French by memorizing 386,000 approved French Scrabble words. This feat is a dramatic example of effective memorization, a core component of ultra-learning. While your learning goals may not demand memorizing an entire dictionary, understanding and implementing effective memorization strategies are crucial for any ultra-learning project, whether it be scientific formulas, historical facts, or procedural skills. To ensure the material you learn genuinely sticks, there are several strategies you should employ, central among them being the organization of memorization sessions. Rather than attempting to memorize massive amounts of information in one go, a commonly made mistake known as cramming, it's far more effective to spread these sessions out. However, spacing them too far apart can also hinder your ability to retain information. The optimal strategy involves regular, closely spaced sessions designed to reinforce learning incrementally. Integrating a few memorization sessions each week could be ideal, depending on your project's demands. For memorizing discrete pieces of information, such as facts or definitions, a spaced repetition system, SRS, can be incredibly potent. SRS utilizes flashcards or digital software to present information in a randomized but algorithmically optimized way, enhancing the retention of individual facts or concepts. For more complex concepts or procedures, applying the principles of spaced repetition remains beneficial. Instead of recalling static information, focus on actively engaging with the material. Regular project refreshers or practice sessions help in cementing these higher-level skills and concepts. Overlearning, going beyond the basic requirements by tackling more challenging material, can also fortify basic knowledge and skills. A study from Ohio Wesleyan University in 1991 reinforces this, showing that learners who extended themselves beyond their current skill level enhanced retention in more foundational areas. For projects heavily reliant on procedures, frequent repetition plays a crucial role. The more you perform a specific task, the more automated the procedure becomes, easing long-term retention. These strategies not only equip you with the knowledge, but ensure that it is deeply integrated and readily accessible when needed. With these tools at your disposal, you are well prepared to dive into any learning challenge headfirst. Now, let the nuances of your intuition guide you as you further refine and apply these learning principles in your ultra-learning journey. Part 9. Unlocking Intuitive Expertise Through Deep Understanding. Renowned physicist Richard Feynman possessed a seemingly magical ability to solve complex problems with what looked like intuitive ease. This is known as intuitive expertise, a skill that, while appearing mystical, often stems from a profound understanding of foundational concepts. Feynman's secret was no secret at all. His deep grasp of physics allowed him to perceive connections and patterns that were invisible to others. Achieving this level of understanding in any field requires patience and deliberate practice, but certain strategies can significantly enhance this process. One essential method is to master the basics. Feynman championed the value of understanding fundamental principles, often posing what seem like simple questions to probe deep into the basics. His approach highlights a critical lesson. True advancement to complex topics is only possible with a thorough understanding of the basics. Conversely, a superficial grasp of these foundational elements can never lead to genuine expertise. Embracing the full breadth of learning without seeking shortcuts is another vital strategy for deepening understanding. In contexts where a quick fix might seem sufficient, opting for the more comprehensive, albeit challenging route, often yields richer learning and greater mastery. For instance, while learning basic chess moves might improve your game initially, an in-depth study of chess strategy leads to a deeper appreciation and skill set in the long run. When faced with challenges, resist the urge to immediately seek easier paths. Instead, set a struggle timer. Commit to tackling the problem on your own for a set period, say 10 minutes, before allowing yourself to look for simpler solutions. This practice not only builds resilience, but also enhances your problem-solving skills. A further step in deepening your understanding involves verifying and proving fundamental theories and processes yourself. Rather than taking expert findings at face value, try replicating their experiments or logical deductions. This approach doesn't aim to discredit the original work, but to understand the methodologies and reasoning that underpin it. By thoroughly digesting core principles and theories through personal verification and rigorous study, you move beyond mere acceptance of facts to a deeper, intuitive grasp of your field. This transformation from knowledge to expertise isn't just about acquiring information. It's about becoming an innovator and leader in your area of study. Part 10. Fostering Innovation Through Strategic Experimentation. Vincent van Gogh's journey from an unexceptional art school student to a pioneering master of post-impressionism underscores the transformative power of experimentation. Despite dropping out of art school and initially failing to impress, Van Gogh's relentless exploration of different styles and techniques eventually led him to develop his iconic aesthetic seen in works like Sunflowers and Starry Night. Experimentation is a pivotal element of ultra-learning, serving as a bridge between proficient practice and groundbreaking innovation. If you're looking to start experimenting but feel daunted by the prospect, here's a straightforward strategy: copy, then create. Begin by replicating the work of others to understand underlying techniques and principles fully. This mimicry forms a solid foundation from which you can springboard into original exploration. For instance, if you're venturing into Korean cuisine, start by precisely following a tested recipe. Mastering this will give you a deeper appreciation of the flavors and techniques involved, setting you up perfectly to start tweaking elements and experimenting with new ingredient combinations. Contrary to what might be expected, imposing specific restrictions on your creativity can also spark significant innovation. Limitations force you out of habitual thought patterns and compel you to think in new directions. If you're an artist or a writer, try creating a piece using a constrained palette or vocabulary. These boundaries could unexpectedly elevate your creative output. Moreover, pursue the path of hybridization to unleash potential breakthroughs. Combining different skills, materials, or approaches can lead to innovative outcomes. Scott Adams offers a prime example. His background in engineering, coupled with a casual interest in drawing, led to the creation of Dilbert, a globally recognized comic strip. By marrying his unique skill sets, Adams found a niche that distinguished his work from others. These strategies not only cultivate a fertile ground for experimentation, but also encourage a mindset where innovation is not just a possibility, but an expectation. Dive into experimenting with confidence, knowing it's a sure route to uncovering and developing your unique capabilities. Final summary. Ultralearners may seem exceptional, their achievements almost supernatural, but their methods are accessible to anyone willing to adopt a rigorous, self-driven approach to learning. Whether you aim to master a new language, change careers, or acquire a complex skill quickly, ultralearning offers a structured pathway to success. Begin by establishing a solid foundation for your learning project. Engage in meta-learning to grasp the overarching structure of your new pursuit and sharpen your focus to avoid common distractions. From there, embrace the principles of directness by applying your new skills in real-world contexts as often as possible, and use drilling to refine your abilities through targeted practice. Enhance your retention through effective memorization techniques, avoiding cramming and ensuring information truly sticks through spaced repetition systems. Make sure to continually challenge your recall abilities to embed deep knowledge of the subject matter. Feedback is another crucial element. Seek out comprehensive critiques that not only highlight deficiencies, but offer concrete suggestions for improvement. This will accelerate your competency and finesse in the skill area. Lastly, push the boundaries of your knowledge through strategic experimentation and intuitive thinking. By exploring creative applications and blending different skills, you cultivate the ability to innovate within your field. Embarking on an ultra-learning project isn't just about absorbing information. It's about transforming how you think, learn, and solve problems. Armed with these strategies, you are now prepared to tackle your learning challenges head-on and rise to the level of an ultra-learner. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.